Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are a business owner, you may be offering or thinking of offering a retirement plan to your employees. And as with everything else that comes with owning a business, this comes with a lot of responsibility too. Our next guest says you shouldn't be afraid of that responsibility, but you should know all that it entails. Anthony Kolonchenko is a certified financial planner with Ballantyne Capital Advisors, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Now, I understand that you have seven simple truths that a business owner should know if they're thinking of or already have a retirement plan for their employees and themselves. And so let's just dive right into this. What's number one?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one is, yes, it's true, you're a fiduciary. One of the elements that often catch plan sponsors by surprise are the duties required of them as a plan fiduciary. And it's really up to them to be able to select an advisor, the plan provider, the features and the benefits of the plan, which will ultimately help their employees live the retirement lifestyle they hope for.
And the word fiduciary is kind of a legal term. Can you explain a little bit more in detail what that means?
A fiduciary is someone either designated by the plan or who is considered one based on the actions they perform as part of their job.
And now I understand that these fiduciary responsibilities are things that you can delegate.
That's correct. And that's actually truth number two. By delegating the investment responsibility to an outside expert, this insulates the plan sponsor from both responsibility and liability, and also maximize wealth for the plan participants.
All right, what's next?
Truth number three, this is actually a hard one for not only plan sponsors, but sometimes advisors. You are required to understand all plan fees. And the reason why it's so difficult is the law does not prescribe a specific level of fee. The law actually just says the fee has to be reasonable, and you must know what you're paying for and how these costs compare with the broader market. There are a lot of fees in a 401k plan, and I'll just name a few. Administrative costs, record-keeping fees, custody fees, investment fees, trustee fees. And with most recent litigations against plan sponsors have been focused on plan fees.
And I'm just going to assume that all of these fees need to be easily identifiable.
That is correct. And I want to jump right to truth number four. One of the best things that a plan sponsor could do to understand the plan fees is ask the right questions of your current provider, meaning benchmark your plan. Benchmarking is one of the most important things you could do to ensure the plan is delivering on its promises to you and your organization.
How do you get an idea of that benchmark? I know there are index benchmarks for various types of mutual funds.
Yes, there are tools out there that will actually benchmark fees that are inside your plan compared to your peer group. And there's 5,500 data out there that will actually display all those fees that are inside a 401k plan. And one of the tools that we use is called the Advisor Lab, which would take a look at the plan fees using the 5,500 data. 5,500 data is something that you file on an annual basis if you have a certain amount of employees at your firm, which would take a look at all the fees that you pay within your 401k plan.
Well, Anthony, we're almost out of time. Let's go ahead and wrap it up with the last few points.
Truth number five and six actually go together, and that is maintain investment policy statement. And truth number six is form an investment committee and meet regularly. The most important duty of a fiduciary is having a process to monitor, formalize, and of course, being able to document. And then truth number seven is monitor your plan. Unfortunately, a retirement plan is something you can't set and forget. It needs ongoing monitoring to ensure the plan is living up to its expectations.
Anthony, great information. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Anthony Kolonchenko is a certified financial planner with Ballantyne Capital Advisors, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also find a link to subscribe to this podcast. with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.